Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God, a compilation of sermons that you can enjoy to begin your day or to end your day. And now, today's message, marriage and divorce, on 7 Minutes with God. Marriage and divorce. What does God think about marriage and divorce? Well, in the beginning, if we look at Genesis 2:18, the Word of God says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." And the Lord God, if we move down to verse 21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and clothed the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is new bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." They shall be one flesh. So what happened? Oh, that's the question. What happened? Well, enter that old devil in the form of a serpent. And what did he do? He tricked Eve. He tricked Eve into eating the forbidden fruit. "Yea, it God said." She fell for it. At the moment, at that very moment, sin entered into the world. So that, what did Adam do? Well, when he saw that Eve, his wife, hadn't died, he either figured it was okay to eat the fruit as well, or as some would surmise, well, if his wife didn't die, neither would he. Or if she did die, he didn't want to be left alone. Okay, now let's fast forward to the year 2013. Adam and Eve are long gone, but their legacy lives on. Is it not of primary importance to remember that even today, the joining of a man and woman into one flesh is still God's perfect will? Oh, yes, it is. But fail not to understand what Jesus said in Matthew 19:6. "What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." The key phrase here is, "What therefore God hath joined together." What you must ponder is, does God join together all marriages? Does he join the people of the devil together with his people? Does he join his children who are in Christ together with the sons and daughters of the evil one? The Bible tells us if we are not adopted into the family of God, then we are children of the devil. A lot of people don't want to accept that, but it's true. My point is, if two people are joined in holy matrimony by God and are of the same Christian faith, then simply said, they will not seek for divorce. They will not. If we put it in denominational form, one might ask, can or should a Baptist, for example, marry a Catholic? The answer is a simple no. No. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Thank you for listening. Join us again soon for another in the series of 7 Minutes with God. God bless you.